many of those young men and women, Heavenly Father, are not Christians, having not made a personal relationship with your Son by faith. We pray, Father, that the circumstances that surround their life right now can be used in a manner that will bring them to a decision-making position in regard to the person of Christ. We know, Father, that you can do these things. So we offer this up as a prayer in regard to these military personnel, both in the Bosnia area and all over the world. And then, Father, we cross that political economic freedom as we enter into this facet of worship of giving with the spiritual freedom wherewith we have been set free through the person and work of Jesus Christ on the cross. A spiritual freedom, Heavenly Father, that is associated with responsibility, duty, and privilege. And so, Father, as we consider these two facets of freedom, we cross them in this aspect of worship of giving as unto the Lord. And Father, we pray now that you will continue to receive these offerings and continue to use them to bring honor and glory to the King of Kings and to the Lord of Lords, and Jesus Christ our Savior for this assembly. You have given us some wonderful opportunities in 95. Father, we pray that you will open more doors in 96, that you will give this assembly more opportunity, responsibility, and privilege to send out the message, the truth for the gospel, the truth, Heavenly Father, of the living gospel for the born-again believer, the Word of God, that you will give us these opportunities, and Father, we will stand there prepared to meet them. And that preparation is our faith, our trust, that you have opened these doors and provided everything necessary. Father, we praise you for the God you are this morning. In your Son's precious name, amen. Your bulletin, we're going to sing Hark the Herald Angels Sing, and James has two verses, and then we will sing Joy to the World. If you would like to look in the hymnal, Hark the Herald Angels Sing, page 83, and then Joy to the World, five pages over, page 88. So let's stand and sing this morning, Hark the Herald Angels Sing. Thank you, Wes. In a moment, we'll spend a moment in prayer. The reason for spending a little time in prayer, I just wanted to make a comment, is very important, because most people have the idea when you come to this book, the Holy Bible, that what we can do as man, we want to know God and we want to have a relationship with God, and therefore here we are. And so what we must do is we must go through His Word. And if we go through His Word, then we can get to God and understand God and know God. That's the way most people understand the study of this book. But that is wrong. It is impossible for the mind of man to understand